This episode of Just Be Cousins has been edited to create the illusion that the blowhard hosts blow more softly. In addition, all of our listeners should be advised. The word blow is spoken three times in this message. For a longer, more tedious version of this recording, please visit justbecousins.net. We now take you to JBC number 105, already in progress.
Deleted the last 15 minutes. It's gone forever. It'll never happen again. But I hit record about 7 seconds ago, so if you could give me a little sound test, Joe, so I can make sure your levels are A-OK. Yeah, that's pretty good. And here's my sound test. So sweet. Oh, we didn't decide who's doing the intro. Who's doing the intro? You do it. Go.
Welcome, one and all. Well, probably just one. My name is Joe Neal. Far, 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 far away is my brother from another mother, but the same grandmother, Jason Mark. This is a really fucking weird episode of a really, really fucking weird show. So try and tolerate the next hour of your life. Just Be Cousins.
It is well timed, and I'm sorry about the volume. I forgot it. This will fade out. I'll change the settings, and I'll bring in the appropriate background music. That was a real good intro, Joe. Well done.
You know, man, if I don't have a whole lot to say, I'll find a word that I like and repeat it over and over again. Over and over.
What was that word this time?
Over and over.
Let's see if that works.
Again and again and again and again. So how are things?
Good. All right.
Thanks. That makes me feel better. Maybe we should start things off with like a little bit of banana asshole. Remember banana asshole?
I don't. Sorry, I was testing the level there. What's banana asshole? Remind me.
Well, let me explain to the listener. You already know this. I'm a little bummed out because I did a bunch of stuff for the show and for future shows, and my computer took shit. It shit the bed. Oh. Shit the proverbial bed. And so I lost a bunch of stuff. One of the things I lost, this is actually just user error. I had a list of stuff that I wanted to talk about today.
Yeah.
And I was typing something else. The thing fucking auto-saved and destroyed what was previously on the document, which was my big list of stuff.
Wow.
What was not on the list, but suddenly I want to talk about it, is banana asshole, which this little YouTube thing, I think it'll just put me in a better mood.
You want me to look something up on the YouTube?
Yeah, let's see if we can.
Do I just type in banana asshole? Banana asshole.
I don't know if banana asshole will get you what we need.
Let's see here. Banana asshole.
Let me tell you what you're looking for. We've had it on the show before, just when we're entertaining each other with YouTube stuff. It is an artist called Big Mouth. She's a transgender artist.
Okay.
And she sings a song. I can't remember what it's called. That's why I call it Banana Asshole. Because it sounds like... I don't know if the pronouns are he or him. And he or she and her for this individual.
Is this it?
That's it. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Can we just listen for a minute?
Yeah. This is beautiful. Yeah. Work it.
Okay.
That was Pilipinas.
I'm not sure what language that's in. I don't think the lyrics are banana asshole, but it sure sounds like it, doesn't it?
Sure did.
And been thinking about horse whinnying. since I've been talking to you. And this person does a frighteningly accurate horse whinny.
Yeah.
During the song Banana Asshole.
Let me look up what Banal Al... Because it is... I think the language is called Filipino, right? Or Filipino. Or is it...
Well, what does Banana Asshole mean in Filipino?
Banal na aso means a holy dog. It means holy dog. It means holy dog. Okay. According to this, I guess it's banal na aso santang kabayo, which is Tagalog. That's right. That's what they speak in the Philippines.
Tagalog. That's right. And is kabayo the same as it is in Spanish? That horse. It makes sense because
yeah,
she kabayo, does.
Yeah, santang kabayo, saintly horse. Yeah, banal na aso. But it does. It sounds like banana asshole.
I figured banana asshole is a good way to start the show because this is going to be a very random show.
All over the place. I do want to tell you about my beverage for the evening.
Sure.
Because you're talking about
leftovers. I'll tell you about mine too.
Okay. You're still alcohol free, right?
That's right.
Ugh. Banami. So we had some people over last evening, or Saturday, I should say, which was not last evening. It was almost a week ago. It wasn't even close to last evening. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm trying to kill time while I reduce the sound on the background noise.
Good job.
Time killed. So the wife wanted to make some fancy drinks, and so she found some recipes. She's always finding like weird-ass reposado. I like tequila reposado. Anyway, she found this one that uses a fancy gin and celery juice and, I don't know, other stuff. I don't know what else is in it. It was pretty good. She mixed them up for us, and we drank them, and that was delightful. And then I had a lot of tequila reposado, but I digress. The point is that tonight I took some of her leftover gin, and I took the leftover celery juice, and I put them in a glass, and I added some pomegranate crystal light. And now what I'm drinking is something I like to call the vegan Bloody Marvin.
Vegan Bloody Marvin.
Yeah.
That's an interesting title.
That's the name I came up with. It's the Vegan Bloody Marvin.
That's wonderful. I've got this beverage here. Mm-hmm. Established in 1885. Mm. Diet Dr. Pepper.
1885? Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Wait.
Diet Dr. Pepper.
Diet Dr. Pepper 1885? I mean...
Dr. Pepper was in 1885. Okay. I don't know if they had the poison substance of aspartame back
in 1885. Is aspartame poison? Is it? Speaking
That's
of poison,
what everybody keeps telling me. I've been hanging out with my dad a lot. You know, he was here and then he did a show with us and everything.
Yeah.
Every time I order a Diet Coke or a Diet Dr. Pepper when we're out eating, he just looks at me like I'm a fucking fool. And he has to tell me every time, he's like, you know, and he does this in between drags of cigarettes. Goes,
yeah.
That's fucking poison, you know.
Well, I mean...
And he's convinced me. The fact is, it helps me, because I don't want to die of diabetes.
Right.
And aspartame helps me with that. I think that I still get an insulin spike because it tricks your body into thinking it's having sugar anyway. But I'm pretty convinced it's better than, you know, hey, it's keto.
Yeah.
Diet Dr. Pepper.
But,
established
I mean,
in 1885.
Is it sugar's poison? I mean, yeah. And you the doctor didn't say, hey, you're going to get aspartamebetes. He said you're going to get diabetes. So you cut out
That's
the sugar.
Right.
When the doctor says, hey, you're going to get aspartamebetes, you'd be like, what? And then you'll go, okay, I'll stop drinking. Or you know that, I mean, there's lots of different ones, right? There's aspartame and fructalome and stevia and tryptophan tank. I don't know what they're all called. I just make stuff up. But are you sure it's aspartame this time?
I don't know. But maybe all things have like stevia in it now because that's better for you.
Is it?
I don't know. But I do enjoy myself some Diet Dr. Pepper, and I'm certain that I'd be even fatter and in poorer health than I already am. If it weren't for some diet sodas.
Joe, it's been a week. I've been playing video games basically 24/7. I'm exhausted. My son
bit me. That sounds exhausting.
It is. My son bit me today, and I almost backhanded him. I didn't backhand him. Almost.
Your son did what to you? He roboted
me.
There.
He bit me. He bit me on the arm.
Oh, I thought you were like, I've been playing video games and my son beat me the other day. I'm like, what video game did your son beat you at? And then you almost backhanded him. Like,
if a three-year-old beat you at a game, backhanding it might be a thing you would like to do, but you shouldn't. No, he bit me with his teeth.
You know, you're a smart guy, and I'm sure that your son is really smart, but I don't know if there's many video games that a three-year-old should be able to beat you at. But he didn't do that. He bit you.
I did see a video the other day of a three-year-old playing a trap set, playing drums. He's 3 years old playing drums with a symphony orchestra, and he's kicking ass, so he could beat me at, like, you know, Guitar Hero or something. That three-year-old could, but that's not what I'm playing. I'm playing games where I shoot aliens in the face, and my son's never played it, although he does like to watch me play. But don't tell my wife that. But
I'm
bit
sure
me.
He'll get good at the alien face shooting games.
Probably.
Sooner than later. But we get back to the fact that he bit you. Is this a pattern?
Well, so you work at Taco Bell, so you know, like, people are filled with hormones, right? And especially little boys are filled with a lot of testosterone because they basically got dumped on their bodies in utero so they could develop all the appropriate parts. And the testosterone gets mixed in. This is not really the way it works, but we'll go with it. When little boys get super excited, they get really aggressive. They go together. When they're happy, when they're just thrilled to fucking pieces, they also get really aggressive because they can't. This is all mixed up in the soup there. So we were just laughing.
This is how they express themselves.
Kind of, yeah, yeah. You're like little boys, 2, 3, 4 years old. They'll run up to you and hit you. That's because they really like you a lot, and they just don't know what to do with all that love. It's true.
I genuinely find that really endearing.
It's kind of is.
About
like they
little
can hurt
kids,
you.
Especially little boys. That's funny.
It's not like they can hurt you with the punch. Although he drew blood with the bite he did today. We were goofing off. I was tickling him. He was having a good time. And at one point, he just leaned over and gave me a little bite and drew blood. And I had to explain to him later, when you cause a human being unexpected pain, all of the parts of their brain that tell them not to backhand their kid shut down. And all that's left is that little tiny fight or flight part of the brain.
Yeah, a little lizard brain.
Yeah,
right,
a little
at the
lizard
base.
Brain. So the fact that I didn't backhand you, I just shouted no real loud and then ran out of the room, shows some pretty remarkable restraint. No, you can't have a cookie. I'm talking to you. Listen, next time. And so that's how it kind
of
played out.
Did you run out of the room and, like, pimp-hand your wife?
No, I didn't hit anybody.
Good.
I just put him on the floor shouting no, and I just left. I just exited the room because I was mad. And I don't want to go into my history with violence, but I'm just saying
one.
It's been a rough week. I'm tired. I don't know how well this show is going to go. Last week's show was so fucking amazing. I don't know why we'd even try to do the podcast anymore. Next time you do an argument for cancellation, Joe, play episode 104 because we can never top that, ever. If listener, if you've never listened to, if you somehow stumbled across this podcast, you're like, I wonder what this is all about. Stop right now. Quit listening. Trust me. Go listen to episode 104 and then never listen to us again because that is the best.
It was a special episode. My barber was struggling to find the words. she was shaving my head and she was like, that show was, well, your wife with the porn and the hoof hand job cop car. Like she was all over the place. She was just like, that was a good show, I guess. And then my dad was kind of doing the same thing. He was like, I really enjoyed the show. I feel deeply disturbed. I don't know if I'm going to be able to look your wife in the eye again.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Stuff like that. Anyway, so that show, maybe this is a good segue for my idea for this show. Because what's been happening is over the last, I don't know, the end of 2018 and now the first shows of this year, we've had a bunch of different themes. And for each of these shows, I find that there's stuff that I didn't get to or stuff that needs to be expanded upon. And so my idea for this show was just to do, like we've done before, a random show, but then kind of have a theme to the randomness. I know that sounds kind of contradictory, but to have just kind of leftovers from other shows just to kind of tie up loose ends. But because it's a random show, it really doesn't matter what we talk about, which is why we're probably already 10 minutes in and
something like that. Yeah.
And we've just been talking about whatever the fuck.
Which is what we always do. I mean, even when we have a theme. I mean, come on. So, there you go.
Yeah. Well, here's a good item to start with. This is a leftover from our kind of... Well, I think it was from the meta show. Or no, well, it was kind of a meta show. Remember episode 101? Episode 101, we spent a little bit of time trying to explain some of our running jokes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to explain... Something I wanted to explain on that show is that we do... Why we do themes at all.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And so here's a little bit of an explanation. We used to just do all random shows, probably like the first five or six shows or something like that. And then our only listener, Ian, at the time, let us know that we needed to somehow like contain the lunacy of our show and just rein it in somehow. And the way to do that is to have a theme. And his suggestion, I think, was, hey, do like a lot of other podcasts do and have a theme for the whole show. You know, some people have movie podcasts. They talk about movies every single time.
Yeah.
I figured there's no way we could pull that off and I think you agree, which is why we do these rotating themes and then new themes come up and stuff like that. Yeah. And I think that here's the metaphor that I came up with. It's like having it's like bowling bumpers.
Bowling bumpers. Oh, yeah.
You know,
okay,
like you put the bumpers in for kids so they can just roll the fucking bowling ball down and it won't go into the gutter. So I feel like our themes just kind of help keep the bowling ball rolling down the lane.
Yeah. Clearly, we could never get a strike without the bumpers. And if we got a strike, it's because, not because we did it right, but just because the randomness of where it hit the bumper, it happened to just go there. You're going to get a strike every once in a while or something.
Yeah. So it helps us.
Yeah.
But then I was thinking, does it help us stay out of the gutter? No.
If anything, the bumpers are down the middle and we can only be in the gutter. But the pins are on the sides too or something. I don't know.
Or we flail around and toss our bowling balls all over the place and it goes into other people's lanes.
That's what it is, yeah.
And we get strikes in lanes that we weren't even aiming for.
Sometimes we use footballs. Sometimes we throw a bowling ball at a batter. Sometimes it's not even sports, Joe. It's me at a desk talking into a shitty microphone to some jerk off who's thousands of miles away. I don't even know what you call that. And then we record it. Oh, wait, that's... Yeah. I guess that's podcasting.
Well, I was thinking about a couple of episodes ago. I was trying to make a montage of just stupid stuff.
Yeah.
And
so it's
just
basically the whole show, all 104 episodes.
Yeah, it's we do misspeak a lot, and one of the examples was, and I tried to make a montage. The montage itself failed. The montage was like a mismontage. We tried to say Angelina Jolie like 100 times over a few different shows and fucked it up over and over again.
Yeah.
So that was kind of funny. And a leftover from that show happened, I think, a couple of episodes later where we did the same type of thing again. And I listened back to it and it really cracked me up. And I just wanted to present it really quick. This is us trying to say another actor's name. Can you play that clip, that Sherlock Holmes guy?
Here it goes, right here. I need to turn it up. Okay, there we go. Here it goes. Here it goes. Here it goes. Yeah, you ever watch the Sherlock with, what's his name, Cumberbumman? With, what's his name, Rupert Campbell Bamble? What's his name? The guy.
Bill Zusa Bumberbatchers?
Yeah, him.
Anyway, we couldn't get that guy's name right either.
Yeah.
So there's another little leftover.
Yeah, okay. I like it.
Yeah.
I don't have any leftovers because I hardly remember the shows. I don't listen to them. And most of the time, I don't even pay attention when you're talking or when I'm talking. I'm just on Pinterest looking at pictures of Emma Watson. So I can read you some tweets I sent out if you want. I don't know why you
well,
want that.
That'd be fun. I've got something I'm sure you're going to have a lot to say about.
Okay, let's do that.
This is a leftover from apparently like one of your favorite shows ever, The Valentine Show.
Yeah.
Last show, I wanted to talk about this new Ariana Grande song.
Oh, yeah?
It's what's it called? Valentine's Day related because, well, I was almost – my feelings got hurted by this song.
Really? What's it called?
It's called – I'm paraphrasing, and I think I'm going to get pretty close. It's like, break up with your boyfriend because I'm fucking bored.
Thank you, next.
Is that what it is?
I don't know. I don't know her work. I just know her legs.
Well, I did watch some of the video, but just the title of it, I was like, oh no, is she singing a song about that? That's like, it brought me back to like being heartbroken by a hot chick when I was a teenager, which is like, you know, that's terrible pain.
It's called Break
right?
Up With Your Girlfriend, I'm Bored. Yeah, I found it.
What is it called?
Break Up With Your Girlfriend, I'm Bored.
Okay.
Can you hear it? Should I turn it up? I should turn it up. Yeah, this is... Oh, ooh, the Andy Club. There she is. All right, that's enough of that. So, that song hurt.
Well, I don't
feelings?
Know if you can, like, look up the lyrics or something, but, I mean, what... Come on. So, it's Ariana Grande. Tell me a little bit about Ariana Grande. Do you only know that she's hot, or do you know anything about, like... what is her shtick? Is she flat out like, I'm so hot, I'll destroy you? That's what I'm getting from this particular song.
I think she is doing what a lot of female performers are forced to do. I think she was doing kid stuff like with Disney, and now she's old enough that she wants to shed that and, you know, make it in the world of like where this so sucks. And I'm not trying to be funny, even though this is a funny podcast where consumers don't take women seriously unless they're sexy, right? And that sucks. And by the way she handled her breakup with that Jay Davidson guy, and the way she handles the haters on the Twitter and all that stuff, she seems like she's a reasonably intelligent person. You know, like her concert got terrorists attacked her concert and killed people, and she handled that, I thought, better than any other professional I would have thought of. So that's what, and she was born
in the 90s. I didn't read about that when that happened, but you've told me about it before. Yeah, yeah. I find that. That's admirable. Really tough situation, right?
And I'm probably saying this because I'm a 47. I was born in the early 70s, and she was born in the mid 90s, and I have no business even knowing that she exists, right? But I'm going to go ahead and say, just in case anybody who gives a damn that, I'm going to suggest that the song is a persona. That's not really her. She's not Taylor Swifting. She's just like, I'm gonna write some shit down, and I'm gonna present it, and people are gonna go, ooh, yeah, I can relate. Did it happen to you? Like, no, I'm a performer. I'm a writer. I'm a.
Well, by Taylor Swifting, though, you mean kind of. Well, Taylor Swift would write a lot of songs about her breakups and stuff like that.
Isn't that the case, though? Again, I haven't heard a lot of her songs either. I'm just going with hearsay, so I shouldn't cast aspersions. But I do have the lyrics for Break Up With Your Girlfriend on board here.
Look, can we go through those really quickly?
Yeah. Tell you what, I will read it in I'll read it like this. You got me some type of way. Ain't used to feeling this way. I do not know what to say, but I know I shouldn't think about it. Took one fucking look at your face. Now I want to know how you taste. Mm-hmm. Usually I don't give it away, but you know I'm out here thinking about it. Then I realize she's right there, and I'm at home like, damn. This isn't fair. All right, do you want me to go on or?
What, Ariana Grande, those aren't the most sophisticated lyrics I've ever heard.
Break up with your girlfriend. Let me just get down. Yeah, because I'm bored. You can hit it in the morning. Yeah, yeah, like it's yours. Wow. Okay.
Whoa. I'm just saying, you know, if we had like my wife or Shags or, you know, the female perspective here.
Yeah.
What it did was it shocked me back to like these I mean, there were times when I was a teenager, like certain women were so intimidating to me. I did what I could to like navigate these situations, but like women, when I was a teenager, certain women had a lot of power. Like women could destroy your soul.
Hey, can I Taco Bell your ass for a second on that one?
Yeah, please.
I'm going to go off on a little side thing, and then I'm going to come back, and then I'm going to let you finish. So, ever since you told me that one of our listeners told you that she thought I was bordering on actually sexist, talking about a privileged man in a certain situation has a right to a woman's body, right? Ever since you told me that listener suggested that's where I was going, and that's not where I was going, but I totally understand why that was the appearance, and it really got me thinking. I've been really thinking about how shitty women have had it forever, right? I've really been thinking about it a lot. Like, everywhere I look, I'm like, my eyes, like, I'm 47. I'm only just now seeing how fucked up everything is. It's really fucked up. So what I'm saying is, from the perspective of... Oh, I can't speak from the perspective of women, but I think you were not intimidated by that woman. Rather, you had an unrealistic amount of pressure from your... you were culturalized to believe that you should be able to get her by virtue of some aspect of your being, your masculinity, your intelligence, your humor, whatever. But you deserved her, and you were failing to get what you deserved.
20 excruciating minutes later.
That's sexist as hell. That's, wow, that's really awful. And I gotta, you know, I gotta hand it to women for, like, not just killing all of us.
That's a good point. I am surprised that we all weren't just fucking murdered.
And I'm terrified because I've got a 3-year-old and I have no idea how I'm going to keep him from being one of these jerks, you know? I think I just have to keep him fat and in the basement. We don't have a basement, but I'll dig one.
Well, let me lighten this up a little bit.
Let's do that. Welcome to the Jason Lectures Joe.
I can't wait to listen to this episode.
Please don't. We should just stop and start over.
Well, this is a decent segue because sexiness. Okay?
Yeah, all right.
Sexiness.
Okay, just I'm going to cleanse. I'm not going to judge anything you say. I'm going to go back to the ribald, indecent, irreverent, disgusting, raunchy person that I was before. Sexiness. Yeah, booties.
Well, let me tell you, I'm sure that you could problematize most things that I say on this show. But perhaps this is problematic, but to me, I just think it's delightful. Yeah. Just try and tolerate that, or maybe you can even relate to it.
Yeah.
Sexy bumblebees.
By the way, sorry, we have 10 minutes left.
Are you fucking kidding me, man? Oh, God damn it.
We can go a little bit longer because I ranted and raved for a long time. But yeah, sexy bumblebees. Sexy bumblebees.
Okay. Now, there might be a problem with the fact that women dress up like sexy bumblebees, or like our response to that, or that I enjoy that. But let's not focus on that right now.
Okay.
I bring up sexy bumblebees a lot because that's my favorite Halloween costume. I think women look super cute in bumblebee outfits.
Sure.
And now my mind is locked into the fact that I'm a sexist pig and I can't get away from that.
Sorry.
So I don't know if we're going to be able to enjoy this at all. But let me put it this way. I don't know what her name is, but I've told you about this. This is a leftover from a music episode.
Okay.
Because the last couple music episodes, I wanted to play this song for you. And it's also related to the running joke of sexy bumblebees, because the woman, the lead singer of this band, Ojos de Brujo, Ojos de Brujos.
Okay.
I really love the band. It's like a flamenco fusion band, and it's great. And that woman is superbly talented, awesome. I just love to watch her sing and dance. And she's also very sexy. And there's this song that they have. Let me see here. It was on the list that got erased earlier, but I think I have it in here. I have an item called Sexy Bumblebees. Here's the name of the song. Rumba del Adios.
Rumba del Adios. So what you want me to find this somewhere?
Yeah, if you could YouTube that so we could listen to it, and I want you to watch it. And this woman's outfit reminds me, it's like there's yellows and blacks, and it's kind of bumblebee-ish. And yeah, whenever I think of sexy bumblebees, I think of this video.
Okay.
And the song is just badass, and everybody, all the musicians are just great, and they're having a great time, and you can tell. They're just, okay, should I just smiling skip their forward? Ass.
Are we gonna... There she goes.
Yeah.
Oh, there she goes. Yeah, yellows and blacks. Let's just jump ahead. Oh, there's the brass section. Well, brass in.
Yeah, they're all just like sitting in a garden, smiling.
And she's just walking around. All right, sexy bumblebee. I got you. All right.
She dances beautifully.
Yeah, she's throwing flowers in the air. Got a crowd of people walking behind her, clapping their hands. You know what I like about this group, Joe? They're all in their late 30s. To early 50s. These are not young people.
You know what? That's one of the things I like about that band and the videos that they make. It all seems like it's well produced, but these are just real people just like playing music together, like in a park. In this case, I think they're just like in a garden, like somewhere in a pretty garden. Knows? But it seems like you're just there with real people, and they're getting down. Yeah. And I love that. It's like raw.
Yeah.
I love that shit. Anyway, I was trying to since we don't have a whole lot of time left, there's a couple things I really wanted to get into.
Yeah.
Here, maybe this will – I know we got really serious for a long time. Jesus, we were talking about that for like 30 minutes, huh?
So here's what we can do. We'll go as long as we need to, and then you can take – the show, when you can clip it down to an hour ish if you want to, and then we can like throw the other stuff up on the web as like, hey, if you want to be bored as fuck, listen to Jason rant and rave about shit he does not know a thing about.
Wait, this is actually good. All right, so what I might do is, if you give me the — we don't normally edit the show at all because we pretend like it's live, like a morning zoo show, like, you know. I've rarely ever edited the show, but this time I think I will. And what I'll do is, we'll start talking about all of these social issues, and it'll slowly fade to silence.
Yeah.
And then you'll hear me say, and if you're listening to this, you'll have already heard me say this, like, 15 minutes later. And then it'll fade back in to us talking about the same shit 15 minutes later.
Yeah.
And that's related to this next thing.
Okay. Here we go.
Because at the end of the Super Bowl show, so this is a leftover from the Super Bowl show.
Yeah.
There was kind of a cliffhanger there. At the end of the show, we were talking about Gallagher because we were like, oh, you know, nobody wants to do the Super Bowl halftime show. There's all these – again, there's social issues involved and all this political stuff. And I was like, well, why don't they just get Gallagher, you know? And at the end of the show, we were talking shit about Gallagher. I think I called him a terrible racist, and I said that I wish that he falls down and his head splats like a watermelon in the shower. Like, it got pretty hardcore. But the end of that show was a lot of fun because I said something that made us both laugh, and I was looking at it today. I think we were laughing straight for like 3 minutes or something.
Yeah.
And that's a long time to laugh. It was at the end with the Royksopp. I was just going to have you play us laughing uncontrollably because I thought it might make us laugh again just to hear us laugh.
Usually does.
We've done this type of shit before. But it was so long and kind of tedious. We were just laughing and laughing and laughing that I did that. I faded out. And so, listener, when you hear this clip fade out and then fade back in, there was another like full minute of laughing. I just kind of cut to the end of the laughter. But the cliffhanger is this. I explained that I really hate Gallagher. And I even said, you know, I'll explain that on another show, why I hate Gallagher so much. But just play that clip. This is us just laughing about Gallagher.
Okay, here we go.
There's Gallagher, a reason why I'm talking such shit about Gallagher.
You know something?
Fuck ass.
Yes. Fuck ass.
58 irritating seconds later.
I should do PR.
Okay, it's almost over.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the fuck ass himself, Gallagher.
Fuck you, Gallagher.
That tickled me.
Not that anybody cares, but I thought I would explain why I think Gallagher is a fuckass. Yeah.
Why do you hate Gallagher? Which Gallagher do you hate? Or you can explain that.
Well, this is my understanding of it. Gallagher, well, for one thing, Gallagher was a huge star, but he's not funny. Okay, and that's fine. Like, a lot of people aren't funny, and that's okay. You could argue that neither you nor me are humorous in any way. But he was on this podcast, What the Fuck, with Marc Maron.
Yeah.
There's lots of good episodes of that. He's a really good interviewer. And the one time that somebody got pissed off and walked out of that show, it was fucking Gallagher. Because I guess he just sat there. I listened to some of it, and he just sat there and bitched and moaned about how he had been screwed in his career. And I might be getting this wrong, but I think Marc Maron was kind of alluding to the fact that, like, well, you know, maybe you had your time, and maybe the market is different now. And he couldn't handle that concept, and he was basically like, "Fuck you, Marc Maron."
Wow.
And he took off, and I think it's one thing to not be funny and for your whole show to just be hinged upon weird props and like jumping on a trampoline and smashing watermelons and stuff.
Yeah.
That's what his show is. I mean, he's really not funny. That's just my opinion. It's one thing for that to be your show. It's another thing to consider yourself some comedy. And that's where he was going. Like, I'm a comedy legend.
Okay.
And I am underappreciated. And I think Marc Maron was kind of like trying to take him down a notch in a very kind way. Like, okay, that's a bit much. And he was like, fuck you. Anyway, so I found that off-putting.
Sure.
About Gallagher.
The
whole Gallagher thing, this is really strange. I guess his younger brother, he sold the act to his younger brother, and his younger brother went around. He was like, go ahead, you can do my show, and I'll take a piece of the action or whatever. And but the brother wasn't clear enough that he was a different Gallagher, and so there was a huge falling out, some civil case against from one Gallagher to the other. And
wow,
just a bunch of weird.
That's weird.
Weird stuff going on with Gallagher, all of it to me is it just puts a bad taste in my mouth. I think the dude's an asshole.
He's a fuck ass, is what he is.
So, he's a fuck ass.
He's a fuck ass. So, we should do a whole podcast of just the I Hate Gallagher podcast, and that's, you know, no more of this JVC bullshit. Just look at it. I hate Gallagher, and I love ArianaGrande.com. Buy it, because that's going to be our podcast.
Well, that has been this whole show.
Pretty much.
That's it.
Yeah. Which is just bad. And okay, so we're at minute 101, but.
Oh, man.
But if you're listening to the edited version of this, you're not at 101. Who knows what you're at? Because I don't know. But do you want to do ads and bells and whistles, or do you want to just say, I'll do it next time? Mine has nothing to do with the theme, because I can do it anytime.
Well, I've got copy. By the way, this is a McDonald's ad, and I've got some copy.
Okay.
It goes along with a theme that I think they've been having lately in their ads.
Yeah, first let me do the thing I'm supposed to do.
Okay. Here at McDonald's, we understand that your life is terrible. we get that life in general is fucking unbearable. Ronald McDonald himself will tell you that most of the time, it's not even worth getting out of bed. In fact, just like you, Ronald McDonald knows what it's like to stare into the bathroom mirror, his clown makeup smeared with tears and snot, with a loaded gun in his mouth, cursing himself for not having the balls to just pull the fucking trigger. But McDonald's has a solution. A solution that's almost as good as slashing your wrists and slipping into a warm bath to await the warm embrace of your own demise. A release from the pain that rivals hanging yourself Old West style, sitting on a horse with the other end of the noose tied to a tree branch, then kicking the horse and hearing it whinny just before your neck breaks. In fact, there's only one thing better than doing your hair with a shotgun, and that's McDonald's weekday breakfast specials. You can get an Egg McMuffin, a hash brown, and a coffee for only $4. So if you feel like ending it all, think again. Get in your car, go to McDonald's, eat a McMuffin. Thank you. I just thought I'd lighten things up.
Could not have fucked that up more. Oh, I suck at this. I can't play.
We've
the
taken a turn for the positive, though.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? We're not really delving into serious stuff anymore.
We're going silly. Here's the ad. I can't play the Larco intro because it's not a Larco ad. It's from their new competitors, Oak Roll. They finally got their shit together. Here we go. You hear me okay? Everything sounds good? All right, here we go. Hey, Oak Roll here, your friend in the consumer goods industry. So, you looking forward to summertime? Ready to hit the beach? Are you all set to look good and feel great? Did you know the number one spot people neglect to apply sunscreen to is their feet? And let me tell you something. Nothing looks more ridiculous or hurts like heck more than the bright red, sunburned feet. So what are you going to do? Keep your socks and sandals on? Or, even worse, throw some kind of stupid hooded jacket over your feet? Come on, don't be a putz. Lie back on your lounge chair. Slide a pair of those weird-looking wireless earbuds into your ear holes. Crank up the UB40 and slip your feet into a sweet-looking pair of toe jams. That's right. Oak Roll is bringing back jams just for your feet. The 80s are alive once again, but we're skipping all that big hair, John Hughes movies, and corporized sexism and heading straight to the surfer shorts for your feet. These Oak Roll toe jams come in a variety of neon and day glow colors and are replete with wacky zigzag patterns and rainbow bubble designs. Just like back in the days of the Rubik's Cube, Madonna, Swatches, Top Gun, Ronald Reagan, AIDS, the Space Shuttle Challenger Explosion, Chernobyl, and Pac-Man, but only from the ankles down. Pop a pair of Oak Roll toe jams on your feet, keep the sun off your dogs, and when that shoddy comes by and says, "Wow, you look hot," you can say, "That's because I'm so cool, thanks to Oak Roll and my toe jam."
Oak Roll.
I have an idea for their theme song. It's going to be something along the lines of, "Oh, oh, 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 crawl," something like that.
That's pretty good. Yeah. This is something that I lost because my computer's stupid, and so am I. I was going to – the Larco intro and outro, I found a way to kind of make it better.
Oh,
I think that you'll – I think that you might like it. But I lost all the work that I did. Uh-huh. I've got a few different – I'm going to have to re-record all of that stuff. Uh-huh. But here's the thing. The new Larco intro and outro, are we still going to be sponsored by Larco?
It's – I'm not saying no. I'm not saying no. But okay. Larco and Oak Roll, they're trying to get me to sign all kinds of like different documents. And like if you do us, you can't do them and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, guys, I just want money. So it's –
Maybe I'll just write the Oak Roll theme since I lost everything. Maybe I can just do Do it for Okral.
Go ahead and Delarco. I mean, I want to hear your work. I'll call him up. We'll advertise something. I mean, we can pitch guys against each other and make even more money. It's like, if you don't want us to do the other guy's ad, give us more. You know. So yeah.
Well, and there's another thing too, because there's this whole all these Larco ads. I gave you a sample of it. I've been working on it for a long time. And I lost that too, which really sucks. But there's also – it's not a Larco jingle. It's a Larco rap that has all of the Larco products in it. And there's other lyrics except for just the names of Larco products. But on the next music episode, I'll give you a few different versions of the new jingle, and we can listen to the whole Larco rap.
That would be
rap.
Great. Yeah. That'll keep those Okra guys.
Coming attractions.
Yeah. I like it.
So can we end the show? Oh.
Yeah.
Let's just end the show with Harvey Keitel screaming at Jesus.
Okay. I like that idea.
I consider this a leftover. This is something, one, I wanted – the first time I came up with this idea and we didn't get to it was on the Religion is Evil show
that
we did.
That was a long time ago, yeah.
And I wanted to do it a second time for a movie episode because it's from a movie. That's what this is leftovers from.
Okay.
The YouTube that I would like to watch, and if you could just make commentary on it.
Sure, yeah.
Because you'll be watching it. Maybe you can kind of tell our listener what's happening. It's from a movie called The Bad Lieutenant, and Harvey Keitel in this movie is a really fucking awful human being. Anyway, at the beginning of this clip, he's just talking to a nun, but I want to go about a minute in where he starts getting really upset.
Okay, I think I'm at a minute in. We'll see if this is where you're talking about. I might have to move it.
Do you see Harvey Keitel on his hands and knees?
Oh, is that where you want to start? Then that's just a little further back.
Okay. Start with Harvey Keitel on his hands and knees.
Okay, all right, let's see. He's moaning and groaning. I guess he has some bad burritos because he does not look good. Got a rosary in one hand. He's in a church, by the way, a Catholic church, looks like. Uh-oh, he sees Jesus.
Jesus is just standing there, looking good. He's got a swimmer's bod.
He does. He looks, he's kind of hot. Yeah, he's got his...
You got something that you want to say to me?
Yeah.
You fuck.
Jeez.
You rat fuck. You rat fuck!
Yeah, that's how you talk to Jesus.
It's blasphemy, let's face it.
What'd he say? There's probably a reason he's doing all this, right? Do you like eat some bad kimchi?
What's, what am I gonna do?
Does he feel guilty?
He's a very bad person, and he's finally confronting, I think, his own corrupt morality.
Something!
And he's just standing there.
You fucking stand there, and you want me to do every fucking thing?
He's moving his fingers.
Where were you? Where the fuck were you?
Yeah, where were you?
Where were you?
Where were you?
I've been wanting to do this forever. Now that we're doing it, it's making me feel horrible. It's not funny at all.
Well, here's what he's talking about. I mean, let's just put this in context. He had that bad burrito. He feels terrible. He's going to barf. He's going to shit his pants. And he's like, Jesus, why did you let me do that?
He's confronting Jesus about his own poor decisions and that Jesus was not there to help him, for Christ's sake.
Saying he's sorry.
I did so many bad things.
Wow, is this not win an Oscar?
I'm sorry.
He must have won 3 or 4 Oscars for this, right? Do they give you more the better you do?
It's a hell of a performance.
Yeah.
I tried to do.
What did you try to do?
The right thing, but I'm weak.
But you didn't.
I'm
you got the
weak.
Extra jalapeno sauce there, Harbo. Uh-oh, he's crawling towards him now. Oh, he kisses him, kissing his feet. He's kissing his bloody feet. And he's standing up, and he's angry. Oh, it's not Jesus, it's a pimp.
That's the punchline. Anyway. Look, didn't work out the way I had hoped.
Ah, who cares?
And neither did my McDonald's ad.
Who cares?
I did like your ad, but this show was not what I thought it would be.
no, it was not.
But you know what?
You know what?
We did the Valentine's Day episode, and it was a fucking hoot.
It was a... Whoa! It was a fucking hoot. All right, we'll just end this now. We will just lay back in the tub. What do you say? Wait for death's warm embrace?
Yeah, that's another thing I hate about this show. I'm reading the copy, and slipping into a warm bath to await the warm embrace of your own demise is some redundant writing.
That's Clark Marketing. What they
Clark
do.
Marketing fucking solutions.
You know what you
tighten
learn?
It up.
When you're a sophomore in writing college, you learn that two is bad, but three is okay. You
three.
stick another warm in there, you're fine. Then it's a symbol or something. So, okay.
All right, well, let me make that one line better. Well, I'll redeem myself, and here it is. A solution that's almost as good as slashing your wrists and slipping into a warm bath to await the warm embrace of your own warm demise.
There you go. And as soon as you said the third warm, I thought you were going to do something with feces. I really did. I really thought you were going to go with some sort of, like, warm stool. Yeah. So, what are we going to talk about next week?
Good question, and I have no answer. What do you think around this time? We're almost to the St. Patrick's Day episode, yeah. Which is
always a hoot.
Last couple of years, those are two of my favorite shows we've ever done. So hopefully we can do it again.
Let me real quick. I'll go to our website, justbecousins.net. For those of you who also want to go to our website, there's nothing there except our episodes, but there's pictures. Pictures. Okay, I'm gonna go see what we did. What? End of February 2018? Let's scroll down. Let's walk you through it.
That was the first appearance of 2017 or 2018? 2018 first appearance of Willie McSilly Putty.
Yeah.
Doing some limericks about grown men shitting themselves. The year before that was my first obscenitized song, Fat Cock.
Yeah, okay.
And I also read a story aloud about grown men shit themselves.
That's right, okay. So a year ago, this week was episode 55, I Smell Xena. A year ago, next week will be Dip, Betsy, and Betsy. Episode 56, Revenge of the Podcast, brought to you by the virus my toddler gave me. This beer I'm drinking... Shitting on Vegans, The Count of Monte Cristo, Funtime Shags, and special guest Ryan, the guy whose voice is so smooth, if it was the head of my you-know-what, I'd be in more movies. Oh. I have no idea what that was about. But
so that wasn't a themed show?
No, it's a jeans episode. I'm looking at the picture, and it's it's four pairs of jeans stuffed and stitched together at the butt to make a chair.
I tell you what. Let's we'll think of a theme over the next week, and we'll try and get Shags on the show.
Sure.
And she can delve into a theme. Maybe we'll have some bells and whistles. I'm gonna do my screamy thing, and it's gonna be about the show that we just recorded.
Okay. And then, because this is a meta show and I like to walk you through it, when we're done, I'm gonna post this to our shared space. You're gonna take it, edit it, and send it back to me, and then I'll post it.
That's right.
Right. Okay. Okay. And maybe some other time I can read some of my tweets. I thought they're really funny.
I would like for you to read your tweets.
I'll read my tweets. Maybe we'll do another time. We'll do a tweets episode or full on notes.
Yeah, we'll do another notes episode soon, we'll have Jason tweets in it because I miss those.
All right. Well, that's nice of you to say. All right. All right, I should hit...
Well, good night, everybody. This is what I have to say about this show. I'm sorry! I'm sorry! I tried to make a good show, but I'm weak! I'm fucking weak! You fuck! You rotten fuck! Where were you? Where were you?